Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans. We're here live at the 2020 Kentucky Open, an inaugural event here at the beautiful Top Seed Tennis Club, and we are joined by one of our first-round winners, a seed this week, Madison Brangle. Madison, congratulations on your victory. Let's start there. How did you feel about how you played today?
I feel like I started the first three games pretty well, and then I kind of took my foot off the gas. So, and then she was able to kind of capitalize on that. And then I calmed down and played more solid tennis in the second, so that was good.
Yeah, I know for Irina, she made a semifinal last week, so you could see that wear down. When you're playing an opponent like that, how do you manage to stay focused, you know, make sure your level doesn't dip?
You just try and play the point in front of you. And I feel like I let a couple of games get away from me in the first, and I kind of let that spiral. But I feel like I was able to reset pretty well after that set.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you win a set 6-0, it doesn't matter. That's difficult to do. Yeah. What have you thought about these conditions here early on in Kentucky? I know you were out in Newport Beach where you won a title, and we can talk about that in a second. But making the switch indoors, how have you felt thus far?
I like playing indoors. The courts last week in Midland, they got resurfaced and they got weirdly slow, so I did not feel like I was playing great there. And normally I feel pretty good indoors. In general, I like playing indoors. I like not getting the sun damage. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
No, I'm glad to hear it. And, you know, you've played, I'm sure, at some of the nicest facilities at Rumler, obviously all of the Grand Slams as well. What do you think of this Top Seed Tennis Club?
We're all, like, all the players are, like, really impressed by it. It's a great club, and, like, the gym is really nice. It's just a really nice setup, so I was really pleasantly surprised when we got here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a pro tournament where they have four play courts. It's usually like three or two when things go pretty slow. I mean, that shows where I've been, But yeah, it's nice to see that there. I would say everything's gone smoothly for your game in particular. You come in good form. You won at 125K, I think, the first of your career in Newport Beach. Overall, entering this 2020 season, it's only February. How are you feeling thus far?
Pretty good. I mean, that was a great win for me. It was really exciting. I was out for the better part of, like, last year at the end of the year. So it took me, like, a couple tournaments in Australia to kind of get back to match mode. You can practice as much as you want, but it's different to go out and play tournament matches. So it took me a couple, and now I feel better.
Yeah, I know you did not play after the U.S. Open last year. Health-wise, injury-wise, everything looks good moving forward?
Yeah, we're doing a lot better.
Glad to hear that. Well, I know for you, it's an interesting point because this may be a random streak you may not be aware of, although maybe you are. You have played every Grand Slam main draw since Wimbledon 2014. I think that's over 20 slams at this point.
You're wrong. I U.S. Open, not last year, the year before I was in qualies.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
I blame
good try, though. On that
one.
Good try.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's okay, but then I got in as a lucky loser.
Oh,
so
that counts then. I'm taking it.
That counts?
First round loss?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you get the check?
I got the check.
That accounts for sure. I will take that as well.
So you're right. Yeah. I thought you meant like without coming through qualities. Never mind. You're right.
Yeah,
I was
it's
wrong.
Okay. We're not allowed. Believe it in my stuff. Did you hear that? Madison Brangle, professional tennis player, tells me I'm right. It's a big moment for me. No, but for you, I mean, you have been inside the top 100 now in that position to play qualies or qualify for slams for these past 5-6 years.
Yeah.
For you, how do you maintain that level? How do you make sure things don't get stagnant at this point?
Just to keep my ranking there, I probably play a few more challengers than a lot of top 100 players, but I just feel like it's financially, it's just worth it. I mean, it's 70% of our prize money comes from those four tournaments. So, like, I'm willing, that's not a great number, to be honest, but, like, that is what our prize money is made up of. So I feel like I'm willing to, I'll go to anywhere to keep my ranking up in the top 100 so I can play this.
Yeah, evidently it's working. I do want to ask you, I know, you're now the veteran of this group. That's a compliment in a good way because they can turn to you for advice. You know, they want to play 20 slams consecutively, all of these things. What is it like when you're traveling to all these different 125Ks and you see just a cohort of 16 to 20-year-old Americans, not being chomping at the bit, whatever it is, trying to work their way up the rankings.
I mean, it's tough, but like, I feel like you look at the level of the, like, I don't know, I see girls that are 70, 80, and then girls that are between like one, like between 100 and 170, and anybody can beat anybody. So I just feel like it's playing a good schedule, staying healthy, and like stringing those matches together. But I feel like the level is just so solid all the way through.
Yeah, well then for you, use that term staying healthy. Last serious question. In terms of goals for 2020, when you have an injury to end your season like you did last year, does the goal mostly stay, you know, stay healthy through the remainder of the season? Are there rankings, goals, you know, personal accomplishments? You won your first 125K.
Yeah.
What do you want to accomplish this 2020 season?
Just stay healthy, enjoy it. Like, every time you get to play one of the big tournaments, like the Slams or Indian Wells, these kind of tournaments, like, it's just fun. Like, you have a great time. Like, I'm lucky. I feel, like, very lucky to be there. And then the good thing about that, like, second half of the year when I've got no points to defend, which is just lovely. So I'm going to enjoy that.
Oh, no. Come September, it's all a boost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, then, last fun question. You know, I'm asking everyone this. It is Valentine's Day week now. I've made the same joke. I would spend my Valentine's Day here. That's why I'm single, because no one wants to do that. But for you, Madison Bringle, your ideal Valentine's Day date?
A bottle of wine. Very large bottle of wine.
I love it. Well, Madison, good luck this week. Thank you so much. Enjoy your 2020.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.